Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
Today we're going to be talking about sugar.
Sugar,
of course, is this sweet stuff that is either in our food or we put it on our food to make it taste sweeter. And lots of us have a sweet tooth. I guess I have too much of a sweet tooth because I'm supposed to stay away from sugar. But, gee, it seems so hard to avoid sugar. It seems like it's almost in every food that we buy in the supermarket.
Yeah, and I've noticed here in Taiwan, a lot of the cooks or the chefs will add a little sugar to most of their dishes as they're doing their stir fry. It's kind of funny because I know the Taiwanese like to say Americans specifically love sweet things, but I've discovered that the Taiwanese like sweet things too. They just like sweet things in dishes we don't consider should be sweet, like soup or salad or main dishes. They'll add some sugar. Actually, sugar does make everything taste a little better, but we're going to find out it's not so helpful for skin, especially skin that is aging. If you want to protect your skin, you might cut down on that sugar now.
Indeed, and this might change a lot of your diets when you find out that too much sugar means your skin is going to be nice and wrinkly.
Ooh.
And nobody wants to have wrinkly skin.
No.
So next time you order your double latte, tell them to hold the sugar. And you'll look really nice when you're 90 years old. Okay,
sure.
Let's get to it, everybody. We're going to read the entire contents of today's lesson. It's entitled, Sugar, Not So Sweet for Our Skin. Let's listen. As we get older, our skin ages with us. It becomes thinner, less elastic, and usually develops wrinkles and dark spots. This is a natural process, but it can be sped up or slowed down by our lifestyles. Heavy smoking, heavy drinking, and high sugar diets can age our skin prematurely and make us look older than we are. Researchers from the UK and the Netherlands carried out a study to examine the effects of blood sugar on how old our skin looks. First, 600 men and women aged 50 to 70 had their blood sugar measured. Then, photos of their skin were assessed by 60 independent judges. The result was that the skin of people with high blood sugar looked older than that of people with low blood sugar. This perception was still true when other factors, such as smoking or drinking, were taken into account. Here's the explanation. Proteins, such as elastin, make our skin look younger. However, blood sugar attaches itself to these proteins and makes them less effective. This, in turn, makes it easier for wrinkles to form and harder for our skin to repair the normal damage caused by aging. The good news is that there are foods you can eat in your daily life that keep your skin looking young. These include fruits such as avocados, tomatoes, and pomegranates, as well as eggs and salmon. They contain nutrients that both strengthen your skin and help it recover from damage. Instead of spending lots of money on skincare products and cosmetics, simply cutting down on the amount of sugar in your diet can take years off your skin.
Okay, guys, let's take a look at the title, Sugar, Not So Sweet for Our Skin, which means it's not really good for our skin. I'm kind of disappointed to see this and to learn about this. I guess I know that sugar is not really good for our health in general because it causes inflammation inside our bodies, which is bad. But I didn't know it was bad for your skin, too, because I like ice cream.
Oh.
And I do like donuts.
And chocolate cake and strawberry pie and stuff like that.
Sometimes.
Or cherry pie. Mm. Those things are all loaded with sugar. And
yeah.
I think, yes, I'm not a doctor or a nutritionist, but I think we do need sugar in our diets to some degree. But I think most people would agree that most of us get too much sugar in our diet. And now it turns out that sugar is not so sweet or not so good for our skin. Now, the first paragraph here begins by saying, as we get older or as we age, our skin ages with us. Here, age is being used as a verb. A verb, of course, is a word that describes action. Age can be a noun. What is your age? Oh, I'm 19 years old. That is my age. But here, age is the verb. It just means it gets older, it ages. And of course, you know, if you leave wine in a barrel for a long time, it ages and then it becomes really good to drink.
It also becomes thinner and it's less elastic. I hear elastic's being used as an adjective to describe what a substance is like. If it's elastic, it means you can bend it and stretch it, and it will go back to its original shape or form. It's not elastic, or it's not as elastic as it used to be. So if you make crazy faces, sometimes those lines stay on your face a little longer.
Yeah,
it's kind of hard. And you usually develop wrinkles and dark spots as you age or get older. Wrinkles are those lines or folds in your skin that you get as you get older. And some dogs have a lot of wrinkles as well.
Yeah, it depends on the breed. But yeah, I guess dogs can have wrinkles.
Yeah.
You can't really see them on cats, but of course you can see them and on people as we get older. Like you said, around the eyes, maybe around the mouth, the nose, and stuff
like
that.
Your forehead.
Places that move a lot.
Yeah.
And also dark spots or aging spots, little black spots that might appear on your face or on your hands or wherever. But, you know, we can't stop that because this is a natural process.
Mm.
But it can be sped up or slowed down by our lifestyles. Now, I can assume that nobody really wants to have wrinkles. And if we can avoid it, we really don't want to have plastic surgery or laser surgery to get rid of those wrinkles. We'd rather do it in a natural way or a natural process.
Maybe prevent the wrinkles before they appear. That's
good
the
idea.
Best thing.
Yeah, prevention is better. What is it? 1 ounce of prevention is
better than a pound
than
of
a pound
cure.
Of cure. There you go. There's your idiom for the day. And yes, here we have the verb phrase to speed up, which means to increase your speed. Hey, that guy's trying to pass you. Speed up. We don't want to behind him, but, you know, don't go over the speed limit. But here, yes, it can be sped up. Sped up is the past participle of the verb to speed or speed up, sped up.
Mm-hmm.
It can be sped up or slowed down by our lifestyles, on our diet, whether we get exercise, stuff like that.
Things that are harmful to your skin include heavy smoking. Heavy just means the amount is quite large. So a lot of smoking, a lot of drinking. If you have a high sugar diet, all these things can age our skin prematurely. Premature means before the natural process actually happens. So it happens earlier than you would expect. And all these things can make us look older than we are. Now, I remember when I was in high school, I looked really young, and I wanted to look older because I looked too young. But Tom and I promised that one day you will not want to look older. You'll want to look younger.
True, yeah. Looking old is pretty terrible. People don't treat you the same way when you look really old. They're supposed to respect you, but, maybe they do, maybe they don't. But in any case, yes, indeed, that's premature aging. So smoking, drinking, they can speed up the aging process. And the next paragraph here goes on to say researchers from the UK or the United Kingdom, England, Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland, etc., and some researchers from the Netherlands, they have carried out a study to examine the effects of blood sugar on how old our skin looks. At any given time, there is sugar in your bloodstream. You need it to get energy.
Yeah.
You can't totally get rid of it, but, you know, blood sugar is a level. If you've got high blood sugar, you might have diabetes, and it might get too low as well. That's another problem, low blood sugar or high blood sugar.
Mm-hmm.
But they're examining the effects of blood sugar. To examine something here just means to check it out, to investigate, to test it. They just want to see the effects of blood sugar, and the effects are the results of something, like the effects of smoking could be getting cancer or emphysema.
Yeah, what are the consequences of having too much blood sugar? Those are the effects. Well, first, they had 600 men and women. They were aged 50 to 70, and they had their blood sugar measured. Then they took photos of their skin, and those photos were assessed by 60 independent judges. If you assess something, that's a verb, it means you evaluate, you check it out, you estimate the quantity, the value of something. So you're judging something. That's what to assess means. The photos were judged or evaluated by 60 independent judges. If you're independent, here it just means that judge wasn't representing any company, especially a sugar company. The sugar companies all wanted want us to eat more sugar, of course. They were able to stand back and without any sort of background say, well, this person looks older than this person. They were independent. They weren't family members of the people they were looking at. So they looked at these photos. Well, what was the result, Tom?
Well, the result was that the skin of people with high blood sugar looked older than the skin of people with low blood sugar. Okay, so there you go. That pretty much tells us what we've been saying all along. If you got too much sugar in your diet and too much blood sugar in your body, then your skin is going to look older. And as you said, some people do want to look older when they're young, to look more mature, to look more intelligent. But I think most people after the age of, say, 25, don't want to look older than 30.
So the people that had the skin and with high blood sugar, they looked older than that, people with low blood sugar. So there was an effect of having too much sugar that showed up on their skin, on their face. This perception was still true when other factors, other elements were taken into account, like smoking or drinking. Yes, they had more blood sugar, but did they also smoke more? Did they drink more? They took into account or actually tried to add those into the equation. Those things were taken into account. We'll often use that phrase when we're looking at different parts or elements of something and judging them all together. You're not separating or singling out one thing just to look at that only. So your perception is how you view something.
That is what it means, right? So this is the perception or the way people view something or see it. And it was still true when other factors, as you said, smoking, drinking, when all those things were taken into account. Well, this person looked older. Yes, but that person also smokes like 5 or 6 cigars a day and has 2 or 3 martinis a day. So you need to take that into account. You need to consider that.
Yeah, you know, you just can't look at their blood sugar. Some of these folks were also smoking a lot or drinking a lot, and we know that that harms your skin as well. Well, there's an explanation, and we're going to get to it. But first, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天我们要研究的主题呢是跟糖有关系。我们首先来看一下含有第一个空格的句子写着 This is a natural process, but it can be sped up or slowed down by our blank one. 这里提到呢，如果皮肤的老化，它是一个自然的过程，但是这样的过程可能因为我们的什么而be sped up, 加速,或者是 slowed down, 或者是延缓。那我们来看一下第一题的四个选项。第一题的 A 选项 environment, 环境 ,B, lifestyles, 生活方式 ,C, backgrounds, 背景 ,D,identities, 身份，到底皮肤老化的过程跟我们的什么有关系呢？在这里，如果你延伸看到下一行，提到抽烟跟喝酒，还有高糖的这样的饮食，那当然，回顾到这里的第一个空格，正确答案就应该选择的是 B, lifestyles, 皮肤老化跟我们的生活方式如何是有关的。所以第一题的正确答案，我们就选 B。接着第二个空格的句子写着 Heavy smoking, heavy drinking, and high sugar diets can age our skin blank too and make us look older than we are. 如果呢，你是习惯抽烟、饮酒，或者是有高糖分的饮食，都会让我们的皮肤怎么样子老化，而且让我们看起来比实际的年龄还要老呢？我们来看一下第二题的 A 选项 prematurely 过早的 B additionally 额外的 C previously 先前的 D accurately 准确的。如果你是重饮酒或者是呢常抽烟又有高糖分的饮食，这会造成你的皮肤有提早过早老化的现象哦。所以第二题搭配文意，我们答案选 A prematurely。第三个空格这里谈到所做的一项研究。Researchers from the UK and the Netherlands carried out a study to examine the effects of blood sugar, blank 3, how old our skin looks.
在英国跟荷兰的研究人员呢，进行了一项研究，来检视血糖对我们皮肤在外观跟年龄的影响。那我们在这里要注意的关键字词就是 the effects。effects 指的是效用跟效果，那对谁产生了怎么样的效用跟效果，我们要搭配的介系词是 on， 所以第三题的标准答案选 C。On. 接着来看到第四个空格。
The result was that the skin of people with high blood sugar looked older than blank 4 of people with low blood sugar.
这个研究的结果显示呢，如果你是具有比较血糖高者的皮肤，看起来你的皮肤会比血糖低的人的皮肤还要来得老。那么在英文的句型里面，这里强调的是两种人他们的皮肤。在同样的句子里面，代替前面曾经说过的名词，在这里单数就使用 that 来代替前面的 the skin。 那么所以第四题我们答案就选 A, that。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue with our lesson. Now, it's all well and good to know that sugar makes our skin all wrinkly. We know that, but we want to know why. And when you ask the question why, you want an explanation. Johnny, you're late for school again. What's your explanation? Or what's your excuse? But here we have this explanation, which, again, is a set of information that explains something. It makes something clear.
Yeah, and we need that, especially when we do scientific studies or we do research. We want to know why they got the results that they did. Well, here's the explanation. Proteins, such as elastin isn't a word you're going to see a lot unless you read about skincare products a lot, like I do. I know what elastin is. We start to lose the elastin in our skin, which makes it not so elastic, it doesn't bounce back into the shape it was before.
So elastin has to do with elasticity.
Yes,
right?
Yes. And a protein, of course, we all know what proteins are. Bodies need protein to reproduce or make amino acids. They're the building blocks of our cells, so we need proteins. And elastin is a type of protein, and elastin makes our skin look younger. Yay, elastin.
I did want to say that protein here can be both a countable and non-countable noun. How much protein do you get in your diet? But if we're talking scientifically about different kinds of protein, then it's countable. That's why we have an S here. There are different proteins here. Protein is basically danbaijer in Chinese. So you get it from eggs or meat or nuts and things like that. And yes, your skin will look younger with this protein elastin. However, blood sugar attaches itself to these proteins and makes them less effective. So yeah, you got the elastin there. It can help your skin look younger, but you are kind of defeating the elastin by consuming too much sugar. It attaches itself to the proteins and therefore they cannot do their job. To attach means to connect to something and then stay there. Attach, we could say that. What's that old phrase we used to have? The leg bone's connected to the knee bone. The knee bone's connected to the hip bone, but you can substitute the word attach there. The finger bone is attached to the hand bone or whatever. So, yeah, it's just basically stuck there.
Well, this in turn makes it easier for wrinkles to form, to come together and stay as lines on your skin. And it's harder for our skin to repair the normal damage caused by aging. You know, there's just a lot of normal damage that goes on. Being in the sun and, you know, getting older. All of these things are normal. You can make your skin worse by eating too much sugar and smoking and drinking. And also by laying out in the sun, which I did until I was about, 28. Then I stopped.
That was pretty silly.
I stopped cold turkey. Well, tans are pretty popular in the States. We think we look good tanned. That's not true here in Taiwan, and so the ladies here have lovely skin, I must say. So if you repair something, you fix something that's broken or has had some damage. So you want to help your skin repair the damage that it goes through just by normal aging, the normal aging process.
Yes, to repair means to mend, to fix something. So, of course, if your car breaks down, you need to have it repaired. And that happens to our skin, too. Well, here's the good news in the next paragraph. It says, there are foods you can eat in your daily life that keep your skin looking young.
Mm.
Okay, very good. You don't need to go to the doctor to get some medicine or something like that.
No.
You can actually, you know, just eat the right kinds of food. And these foods can include fruits such as avocados, tomatoes, and pomegranates. And avocados here are what large kinds of green vegetables. They've got a big pit or a big stone in them.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe they are used in Mexican cooking a lot.
Yeah, it sure is. And since I grew up in the state of Arizona, which is right next to Mexico, I grew up with a lot of avocados. I love them. You can either say this word avocado or avocado. They're both correct. They're delicious, and they have good fat in them.
It's kind of weird because I never had heard of this vegetable before I went to visit some friends in Texas.
Really?
For Mexicans. And they call it aguacate because that's the Spanish word for it. So for a long time, I didn't know how to say the word avocado.
They're
delicious.
I said
aguacate, but in any case here, they're imported here in Taiwan. I don't think they grow them here.
No, they do grow them here,
they do?
Too.
Okay, so they are available locally.
There are two types. There are the big type of luoli, which are almost as big as two hands, right? But then there's also the California Haas avocado is small. That's expensive. It's imported. And it's got pebbly skin. We've also got tomatoes, pomegranates, which are very interesting. They're orange-sized fruit. They have a really tough, reddish outer skin. And then inside is some red flesh. It's sweet, but there are tons of seeds. So you have to get through those. Those are good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Eggs and salmon, the fish called salmon that have red flesh inside. Salmon is excellent for your face.
Yeah, my daughter loves salmon. I used to be vegetarian. I kind of eat meat from time to time. So if I do have to eat meat, I guess I'll have some salmon. It's kind of that orange, pink kind of fish.
Yeah.
So here are some food suggestions that you might consider if you want to prevent wrinkling. And I know we all do. Now, these foods contain nutrients that both strengthen your skin and help it recover from damage.
Mm-hmm.
So a nutrient is just anything in food that provides nutrition, vitamins, minerals, etc., and they help us live. We need those nutrients to survive. And to strengthen means to make something stronger, which, of course, you do when you lift weights, for example. You're strengthening your muscles, you're making them stronger. And, of course, if you have some damage, you need to recover. If you get in an accident, you know, heaven forbid, but if you, like, break your leg or something, it will take you some time to recover to return to normal.
Yeah, I just returned from the United States, and when you fly great distances, you get jet lag, and it takes a while to recover, so you feel like you're not always tired. So recover, yeah, you return to a normal state of health or normal state of mind or strength after maybe not being at your normal state for a while. Well, instead of spending lots of money on skincare products, which is also what I do, I spend lots of money on skincare products and cosmetics, that's makeup. Skincare products are things to protect your skin. It doesn't make you look more beautiful. It's like liquids and creams that you put on before you put the makeup on. And cosmetics include those products that make you look more beautiful, like mascara and blush and lipstick, things like that.
So skincare products would include like a toner and a moisturizer.
Sunscreen.
And stuff like that. And yes, cosmetics, as you said, makeup, lipstick, eyeliner, stuff like that. So I don't really use that stuff myself.
Yeah, most guys don't.
I have used it before, you know, occasionally, once in a while, people ask me, you know, Tom, do you want to be the Y-Guo-Ren in our film? You know, we need a Y-Guo-Ren to be like the client of a company or something. All you got to do is just wear a suit or something. So
they put a little makeup on.
Yeah,
you
have to wear some makeup, some cosmetics. And when I do that, I actually feel sorry for women who have to wear that stuff every day. That stuff isn't the most comfortable stuff in the world. But all you need to do is cut down on the amount of sugar you consume. Reduce the amount of sugar in your diet. That can take years off your skin. And here we have to take years off just means to make you look younger, basically. And that's what you want to do. You don't want to add years to your skin. You want to take off years to your skin.
Mm-hmm.
And you certainly want to walk into a house somewhere and somebody says, oh, today is your 35th birthday, right? No, actually, I just turned 85.
Oh, wow.
So you certainly want people to think you're younger than you really are.
Yeah, I think that would require some real magic and not just
probably some plastic surgery.
Cutting down on sugar.
Like that. It's probably very difficult for an 85-year-old person to look like they're 40. But in any case, maybe some of you out there do. But in any case, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today, and we still need to hear from our Chinese teacher.
接着我们来看到第五题的空格在这里提到的是 However,Blood sugar attaches itself to these proteins and makes them last blank 5. 在这里提到呢，这个血糖会跟蛋白质呢附着在一起。那么一旦附着在蛋白质上，就会减少它们的怎么样呢？那么我们来看一下第五题的选项 A. Superficial 外表的B. Noticeable 显而易见的 C. Sufficient 充足的 D. Effective 有效的其实蛋白质呢如果呢会多一些会让皮肤看起来比较年轻但是血糖一旦附着在这些蛋白质上面则会减少对皮肤年轻的这种有效性所以第五题搭配文意我们当然就选 D Effective 接着来看到第六个空格的句子写The good news is that there are foods you can eat in your daily life that blank six your skin looking young. 第六题的选项呢是要考考同学能不能够认清这里的句子结构。我们要注意的是在前面的句子当中好消息就是用 that 所连接的句子是 there are foods, 这里有一些食物。在这里我们要请同学刮号从 you 开始刮刮到 daily life 它是一个插入句修饰前面的 foods 事实上呢还是有一些日常可食的食物而这些食物修饰一下是可以让我们的皮肤看起来年轻的所以 foods 后面呢在隔开这一段之后后面又加了一个形容词子句 that keep your skin looking young 所以在这里要配合复数的先行词第六题我们答案就选 D keep 第七个空格 instead of spending lots of money on skincare products and cosmetics simply blank 7 the amount of sugar in your diet can take years off your skin其实啊，与其花那么多钱买这些保养品，只要做一件事情，就可以让你的皮肤的年龄看起来年轻好几岁咯。那么我们在这里得到的结论，当然就是要减少饮食当中的糖分，所以搭配文意，那么第七题的答案就可以选择 B, cutting down on, 在这里正是有稍减、减少的意思。
Okay, that's all the time we have for today, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. And hey, please include some avocados, tomatoes, and pomegranates, and eggs and salmon in your diet. Your skin will thank you for years to come. From all of us here at English Digest, my name is Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Bye.
Bye.